Oracle Data Mining is one more component of the advanced analytics database option available from Oracle. It allows user to perform data mining tasks within the Oracle database environment. Here, when we are talking about earlier application, earlier solutions, it will be in a push and read from the documents also. But in Oracle data mining is purposely used for Oracle database environment. It supports classification, regression, clustering, and anomaly detection algorithms. SAS Enterprise Miner is one more data mining tool. This is within the SAS analytics platform only. It offers a visual interface and supports a wide range of data mining techniques, including decision trees, regression, clustering, and text mining. So text mining is possible in SAS Enterprise Miner. SSAS, which is supported by Microsoft SQL, which runs in SQL Server, is a component of Microsoft SQL Server that provides data mining capabilities. It supports various algorithms such as decision trees, neural networks, clustering and association rules, and integrates with other Microsoft tools like Power BI. So here we have to note down that these particular, for SSAS to run, you require Microsoft tools like Power BI. Some of the other OLAP tools will be online analytics programming tools are Microsoft Power BI, Tableau, IBM Cognos, SAP Business Objects Analytics for Office, Oracle SBase, MicroStrategy, QuickView, Pentahow. Some of the ETL tools, which is nothing but extract, transform, and load tools, are Informatica, powered by PowerCenter. IBM is giving Cognos Data Manager. Informatica is giving PowerCenter. IBM is giving Cognos Data Manager. This was earlier known as Cognos Decision Stream. IBM again provides WebSphere Data Stage. And again, this was earlier known as Essential Data Stage. SAP, Business Objects Data Integrator. Microsoft SQL Server in Integration Services. SSIS, shortly called as. Oracle is providing Data Integrator, formerly known as Synapsys Data Conductor. Sybase Data Integrator Shoot ETL. The Sybase is having the Shoot ETL for a very long time. SES Data Integration Studio. Microsoft and some of the business intelligence tools are Microsoft Power BI, Tableau, QuillQ and QuillSense, SAP Business Objects, MicroStrategy, IBM Cognos Analytics, Sisense, Elofin BI. Let us move to reporting tools. What are different reporting tools are available and in the market? We'll see that. There are a host of good reporting tools available in the market. Primary considerations are ease of use and the learning curve. It is reasonable to expect quite some overlap between business intelligence tools and reporting tools. There are cases where business intelligence tool itself can work as a reporting tool, but when we refer to reporting tools, we mean those that are simple and easy to use. So if you have a complexity, then it is better we are going to business intelligence tool itself rather than the reporting tool. Some of the reporting tools are BizScore Suite, Board Management Intelligence Toolkit, SAP Business Objects, IBM Cognos Series 10, Jasper Reports, Microsoft BI Tools, MicroStrategy, Oracle Enterprise BI Server. So out of this particular thing, Jasper Reports is free to use and it is very easy for the users to pick up the data from the database and provide a meaningful report. For big data analytics, there are multiple tools and technologies that are available. Market is flooded with a range of tools and technologies that address the challenges of analyzing the big data. None of these by themselves complete the picture. Rather, by they all work in tandem and complement to supplement or supplement other tools. So you cannot have a single tool which can support the entire thing due to the complexities available in a big data. But these particular things will benefit in cost efficiency and performance efficiency into the data analytical tasks. Some of the tools and tool technologies available in the market are Hadoop framework. This Apache Hadoop is high availability distributed framework that offers a distributed storage system via its HDFS, Hadoop file system, and processing management system. Another important characteristic of HDFS is its storage and processing is in a distributed environment, streaming access to data files. Apache Flume is one more application that is there, originally developed by Cloudera before becoming part of the Apache family and now labeled Flume NG. Flume works as a distributed service for real-time data collection, temporary storage, and delivery to a target. Next application tools which are having is IBM InfoSphere, Big Insights. It is a Hadoop platform again that offers a capability and new techniques to analyze large volumes of data coming from different sources and in formats, which is being used by IBM InfoSphere for their Big Insights solution. It includes a large number of IBM technologies that improves upon and go beyond the capabilities and performance of Hadoop open source. So from Hadoop open source, it picks up the data and then Big Insights is doing a processing and providing an output as a tool. Cloudera, the fastest, easiest and highly secured modern big data platform. It allows anyone to get any data across any environment within a single scalable platform. NodeXL, very interesting open source template for Microsoft Excel that simplifies basic network analysis and visualization tasks and supports analysis of social media networks for non-coding users. So this is a very, very interesting option for people. There is no need that you have to write huge lines of code. If you can simply do a small this thing and do a social media network analysis, you'll be in a position to do a normal thing. It's a node in through NodeXL. NetworkKit. A Python module is a generic toolkit for high-performance network analysis with efficient graph algorithms. It allows parallelism of execution to quickly process large-scale networks with high scalability. StatNet, a suite of software packages for statistical network analysis. It uses R programming language that implements recent advances in the statistical models modeling of random networks. Gephi is a standalone software that analyzes correlation and provides you with graphical representation of the con open refinitiveness and influence and community membership of individuals within a network. HPCC is one more tool. This is again a big data tool developed by LexisNexis Risk Solution. It delivers on a single platform, a single architecture, and a single programming language for data processing. Some of its features are highly efficient, accomplish big data tasks with far less code. And it offers high redundancy and availability. It can be used both for complex data processing on a Tor cluster, graphical IDE for simplifies development, testing, and debugging. It automatically optimizes code for parallel processing, provide enhanced scalability and performance. So typical roadmap for a Dataverse implementation. So when we had discussed about all the products that are available in the market today, it is up to the organization's call and the project manager's, program manager's call on what is the tool they are going to deploy. They have to identify based on their respective cost that is the investment that are going to make, what exactly is their requirement, what exactly they want to look into the specific output as from Dataverse system and business intelligence system. Based on this particular thing, they have to take a decision which tool they are going to use in the future. So a typical roadmap of a Dataverse implementation project is given below. First, we start from the requirement gathering and specification. Environmental will be set up next. Data modeling will happen. This is where we will decide which kind of data we are going to fetch, from which source file system we are going to take, or how we are going to get the output for based on the requirement gathering and specification which has been done. ETL, what kind of data is going to be extracted, which data is going to be transformed, and where it is going to be loaded, will be considered in the ETL phase. Next comes the OLAP design, online analytics, how you are going to do this particular thing will be decided in the next. Next comes the UI development, how you want the design, how you want the data has to be displayed to the users. Is it going to be mobile, is it going to be internet, is it going to be inside the premises, outside the premises? Who is going to be the end user who is going to look into this particular thing? That's what will be decided, and identity development will be happening based on this particular thing. Next, some of the reports, POC, proof of concept reports will be happening at this particular point of time. Query optimization, now the query has to be optimized, whatever queries you have written has to be optimized so that you will have a proper output and timely output from the system. Performance tuning. Based on the query optimization, you will do a performance tuning of the system. Queries will be optimized. Reports development will happen next. Production rollout will happen the last. Okay, there could be multiple minimum viable products that will be happening. There could be an agile methodology. You will not be in the position to do the entire thing at the same point on particular day. You will be doing in multiple phases. Business analysts, business users, and SMEs are the most vital cog in any data warehousing or business intelligence analytics project at all stages. Here, unlike normal project management, unlike normal development that is happening for any other programs, any other projects, here business analysts and business users are the top leads who has to enter, top stakeholders who has to drive the entire data origin solution. It is essential to identify the entire team of business specialists and get senior management buy-in for the continuous of the named team throughout the project from requirement definition to implementation. Again, we have to consider, are you going to have a waterfall method, agile method based on the type and the how much big the project is going to be there. While this is true for any IT implementation, in the data warehousing project, the impact of the business or SME team and their continuous through the, to the end is always the difference between success and failure. If there is going to be a constant change that is happening in the implementation team, it is going to have a bigger impact on the success or failure, because continuities will be a bigger challenge in a data warehousing project. This team should be experienced and empowered to have a direct link to the senior management. Unless the senior manager is getting updated on a regular basis, it will be challenging for the project to continue. We will discuss some of these data warehousing specific project stages below. Data modeling, it is the most important step and the foundation stone in the data warehousing project. Prerequisite to the data modeling stage is the identification of data sources. From where you are going to fetch the data has to be identified first. How it is going to be fetched is the second has to be identified. And integration things has to be taken into consideration. Though this is sometimes mixed up with the ETL stage, it should be emphasized that it is always better to identify the data sources right at start, because if certain data is found to be not available in the ETL stage, it upsets the entire project. So you cannot go with an assumption that data will be available at ETL stage. The ETL process is usually the longest phase of a data warehousing project and may take as long as 50% to 60% of the total project schedule and efforts. So if you are going to consider 12 months or yes, the entire schedule for doing the entire thing, 6 months will be spent only on the ETL process, because this is a major step that is going to be there. The deliverables from this phase are a data mapping document and ETL scripts. So this will be deliverables at the end of the ETL process. We will discuss some of the data or specific process stages now. OLAP design, how you want the online analysis of the entire project design to happen. This involves databases specially designed and optimized for efficiency in data retrieval and easy and efficient and quick reporting. How you are going to have the entire design has to be considered here in the time of OLAP design. The required stored and calculated measures are identified as part of the business requirement specification phase itself. So how we are going to store and what are the calculated risk you are going to take, what are the measures you are going to do or for identification of the data will be identified here. Critical points note are the aggregations you create and use to query the cube is the major factor that impacts the query response time. So how you are going to do an aggregation has to be considered at the time of OLAP design. As a result, determining the and building your cube aggregation is a crucial component of good cube design. Deliverables from this phase are OLAP cube reports and document specifying the OLAP cube dimensions and measures, how the cube is going to be seen, and which are departments that are going to, for each department you can have a different cube. This is what you will be doing in OLAP phase. Next comes the reports POC. To the business end user and senior management, the reports are the sole purpose and the huge spend and efforts that goes into implementation of the data warehousing. There is no point in the data warehousing. This is the main purpose of the entire data warehousing, to have proper reports. As such, there is no partial success to your data warehousing implementation. It is from this point of view that the project devotes as much time and efforts as possible to design and development of reports. You cannot say that only it is only reports, because here for the reports only the entire project is running. The end user plays the most important role in this phase, and the software developer is only a tool in the hands of the end user. It is always desirable to document all aspects of reports development and sign off at every stage. Here, for the software, unlike a normal development phase where the software developer is the king, here it is the opposite. The end user is the king, and whatever is the requirement of the end user has to be achieved by the software developer and reports as provider, and sign off has to be taken at every stage. Performance tuning is an important and essential part in a data warehousing system, because all the data that is going to be taken from the solution is going to be run by based on a query that is getting executed, or taken data taken from a different thing. So you have to consider the parallel processing here to ensure that the time is where that is getting used is getting reduced to a very big extent, otherwise your queries will be running for days together without end. Essential to check the performance of the data warehousing you designed works at the speed expected of it by the users. There are three areas that need to be tuned: ETL, query processing, and reports. At this phase, the implementation requires a full-scale production equivalent setup in the test environment with data of scale equivalent to that in production. Suppose you cannot run an entire thing for with performance tuning with 1 month data. You should have data as much as equal to what is there in the production. So, like all other projects, data warehousing project also is having its own risk and pitfalls, which has to be taken care of by the project manager when they are deploying, when they are implementing the entire data warehousing project. All large and complex projects have almost similar challenges and risks, and most large complex IT projects see failures of some sort scheduled. Schedule overruns, budget overruns, failure to deliver the agreed, or sometimes even a total failure of the entire project and its scrutiny. This also happens in data warehousing project. If you are not having the proper reports coming as an outcome of the entire data warehousing project, there is no point in having the entire project. So there are cases where it is getting scrapped. That said, data warehousing projects have some specific challenges. Data warehousing is by design there to support users asking ad hoc questions of the available data and information for intelligent business decisions. So unlike in a normal project where you are going to have a defined reports and defined data, in a data warehousing, it is not that case. There could be cases where they will be asking for ad hoc reports that will be asked from the data that is available. And information, this information will be required for intelligent business decisions. You will be always, in a real-time scenario, if you see, there will be always, there will be some more other report that will be coming and will be asked by from the entire business team or the management team for the respective ad hoc reports that will be asked from the data warehouse system. And other teams will be pushing all the reports requirements to data warehousing only, because data warehousing is supposed to have the entire data in their hand. Most of the fatal risks for a data warehouse projects are organizational rather than technical. That is, building a data warehouse that does not address a relevant business need. This is where the entire challenge will come into picture. This is where the business architect or analyst should look into this particular thing and ensure that the data that is required for providing the output is already for the relevant business need is always available in the system. Risk factors include but not limited to senior management, lack of senior management support, sponsor or sponsors quit the project, no management commitment, and inoperative organization structure will ensure that the project is going to fail. Business, unrealistic expectations from the business, scope creep, frequent changes of requirement and scope, changing priorities, and users not available. To avoid this particular kind of risk, what should be happening here is that the project team should be always constantly updating the business people and ensure that there is not going to be scope creep, and there should be agile kind mode of deployment should be there, where you are going to have multiple viable projects in the entire solution, minimum viable projects throughout the entire thing, and you are going to have multiple minimum viable projects for the throughout the entire project delivery. Project management is one more important thing. Poor project management, agreeing to unrealistic schedules, taking on the project with inadequate budget, poor staffing with untrained or inadequate staff, and poor vendors management is a major reason why a project like data warehousing can fail. Technical, architectural failures, exceeding platform capabilities, poor database design, and poor data cleansing issues. This will be one more reason why a data warehousing project may fail or getting scrapped at a later stage. Most people have to go through at least one failure before they understand how different a data warehousing is from a transaction processing system or a small data model. Obviously, you have to learn from the failure. Not having people who really understand the source system provided on a timely basis and for an inadequate amount of time is one more reason. not understanding what the organization needs from a data warehousing and how the data warehousing helps achieve the strategic objectives of the organization is one more reason why a transition data warehousing has to fail. Lack of a data quality project as an integral part of the data warehousing implementation. If users don't have confidence in the answers they get from the data warehousing, they won't use it. So always it is necessary that you are ensuring that the data warehouse provides the data that is required for the user end users. As a summary, let us see what exactly is happening in the data warehousing system, data warehousing across the industries, namely banking, in discrete manufacturing, process manufacturing, professional services, and governments are making significant investments in big data and business analysis solutions. So there is a huge investment that is happening for data warehousing, because all these people, banking or manufacturing or process manufacturing or professional services and governments, require data so that they can take a decision and proceed further. The adoption of big data and analytics solutions can provide a competitive advantage by uncovering valuable insights, improving decision making, reducing costs, enhancing customer experiences, and driving innovation. Additionally, advancements in technology, including cloud computing, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, have made it easier to process and analyze large data sets, further driving the investments in these solutions. Thank you.